USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. government officials say this could be the worst week yet when it comes to the numbers we'll see of coronavirus confirmations and the number of deaths in the United States from it. Meanwhile, a new government watchdog report just out this morning shows severe and widespread shortages of critical medical supplies and equipment at U.S. hospitals. The Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services saying there's an ongoing lack of ventilators and coronavirus test kits. Wall Street stocks have surged in morning trading. It appears investors are encouraged that the pandemic is slowing in Europe's hardest-hit countries, but British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now hospitalized after showing symptoms of the virus over a week ago. He says he's in good spirits, but...
Alas, I still have one of the symptoms, a minor symptom of... I still have a temperature.
Johnson speaking on Twitter this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I've taken a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The CEO of SeaWorld stepping down after just 5 months on the job. Sergio Rivera's resignation coming after the company said it's furloughing at least 90% of its workforce because of the pandemic. Average gas prices across the nation dropping another 6.5 cents last week, now at $1.91 a gallon on average. John Clemens has more.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, that's the lowest level since 2016.
Average gas prices nationally now stand 84 cents lower than a year ago and 50 cents lower than a month ago.
The middle section of the country has some of the lowest prices.
Wisconsin leads with the lowest average at $1.43. Oklahoma follows at $1.45 per gallon, followed by Ohio at $1.55 per gallon. Leading the nation with the priciest gasoline is Hawaii, the only state above $3 at $3.24, followed by California at $2.97 and Washington State at $2.69 per gallon.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Canadian-born actress Shirley Douglas has died after a prolonged illness. She was 86. Her son, Kiefer Sutherland, giving tribute to her on Twitter yesterday, calling her an extraordinary woman who lived an extraordinary life. Douglas was married to actor Donald Sutherland from 1966 to 1971. A Wisconsin teenager now facing double homicide charges and what authorities there are calling the calculated killings of a university doctor and her husband last week. Police at the University of Wisconsin say 18-year-old Ali Jalaroux was charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of Dr. Beth Porter and Robin Carey. This was a day after police in Madison had arrested an alleged accomplice, 18-year-old Carrie Sanford. Porter and Carey were found by a jogger in a ditch not far from the university. Police say they believe it was not a random act. Two children are in a hospital after eating THC-laced candy obtained from a food bank in Utah. An 11-year-old and a 5-year-old, both taken to a hospital after consuming what was believed to be medicated Nerd ropes, given to their families as part of a food distribution effort from a church that was working with the Utah Food Bank. Police in Roy City say volunteers distributed more than 60 bags with 3 to 4 servings of that candy in every one. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.